Today's recording is L'Zchus in the merit of Nata Yisrael Halevi Shurak and his wife Etelea Zisel, that they should have only good news in all things physical and spiritual, and good health and nachas from all of their children. We know in the story of Joseph and his brothers, that difficult, heart-wrenching story of the horrible jealousy that went on between all of the brothers and Joseph, and they were about to kill him in this week's parsha. He was coming to see what they were doing in Shechem, as his father had sent him, and he was coming wearing his technicolor dream coat, and they said, let's kill him. They actually had an idea to kill him, and all of a sudden, Reuven, the Bechor, the firstborn Reuven, steps in and saves Yosef's life, as the Torah says, to save Yosef, to bring him back to his father. And Reuven says to them, don't spill his blood. Let's just throw him into this pit instead. And as the Torah testified, that way Reuven wanted to save Yosef's life by allowing the brothers to take out their hatred and their hard feelings by throwing him in a pit. And the Medrash say, the Chazal say, that if Reuven would have known that the Torah would record, would write down this incident and say that he saved Yosef from his father, if Reuven would have known that this saving, that this act, that this kind act, that this good act would be recorded for posterity, he would have taken Yosef, put him on his shoulders, and carried him all the way back to his father, to Yaakov Avinu. He wouldn't have just saved him, he would have actually carried him back to his father on his shoulders. That's what the sages say. Now the question is, as the holy books ask on this, it sounds like that Reuven, if he would have known, he would have gotten better PR. If somebody would have taken, you know, a video and put it on Facebook, if he would have known that he would become famous and his story would go viral, then he would have celebrated, put Yosef on his shoulders, taken back to his father, which sounds extremely negative. And here the Torah is telling us that Reuven did the apex of his career, the highest thing he ever did, that he saved Yosef's life, and the sages are telling us something negative, that if he would have known, he would have been written down in the Torah, he would have carried him back to his father. What does that mean, that Reuven like lived for the applause? He was waiting for everyone to cheer and scream for him? Applause, 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 that's what Reuven wanted. So there's a story of the Holy Reb Zusha, that the Holy Reb Zusha was once staying by an inn, and he sat down by the oven where the heat was to warm himself up, and he was sitting and thinking, meditating all the deep things that he was meditating, and all of a sudden he overhears a woman come in, very distraught and very anxious, and she starts like crying and asking people, have you seen my husband? Have you seen my husband? And he looks like this, and she started giving different signs of what he looks like, different descriptions, and nobody said, no, we haven't seen him. And all of a sudden, the Reb Zusha picked up his head and said to the woman, your husband is in the guest house over here in the town, right next to the shul. There's a guest house, that's where your husband is. And she ran and ended up finding her husband. That's where he was. He had gotten lost somehow, something had happened. And everyone was shocked at this great miracle that the Reb Zusha did. And the Reb Zusha, in his tremendous humility, said, they asked him, and he said, it wasn't a miracle. He said, I was in the mikveh this morning, and I overheard one Jew say to another one, oh, there's a new guest in town. And the Reb Zusha said, nothing I ever do is not for Hashem, for a holy purpose. I don't listen to things that don't have import. I'm never involved in anything that's not for Hashem, to serve Hashem. And I was wondering all day, why did I have to hear that a new guest came into town? So when the woman came and looked for her husband, I understood it must be that it was in order to tell the woman where her husband is. In other words, the Reb Zusha didn't see himself as doing anything special. He saw that there was a job to be done. He stepped up to the plate to do it. He heard somebody speaking about a new guest in town. He understood there must be some kind of shlicha, some kind of mission that he's supposed to do for Hashem. And I think that that's what the Sfarim are also saying about Reuven. Reuven didn't think he was doing anything spectacular. He didn't see himself as a superhero. He did what he felt he had to do to save his brother. He stepped up to the plate. He didn't realize that that would get him written in the Torah. He didn't think that he was going to get written up in the Torah about it. If he would have known that the act that he was doing, that's what Chazal are saying. If he would have known that the act that he was doing was so consequential, was such a deep thing, he would have celebrated and put Yosef on his shoulders and danced with him to his father, not because he was looking for the covet, for the respect, for the honor, or even for the recognition. He just didn't think it was a big deal. He was just stepping up to the plate, doing what he had to do, like the Rebbe Bzusha that heard something that had to be done for Hashem, something for Klal Yisrael, something for Torah. And he said, if I'm hearing something, it must be that there's a mission here. There's something positive for me to do. And we all understand the tremendous lesson we hear from this. We don't realize sometimes that acts that we do, how deep they are, and that they're all written in the holy book of Hashem, in the holy Torah of Hashem, in the supernal book above, where all of our deeds and all of our thoughts, speeches, and actions are all written down in Hashem's book. And like the Rebbe Bzusha, we need to know if we ever hear of an opportunity to do something positive, it means it was meant for us to step up the plate and do it. And yes, to dance and sing as we're doing it, because even though we might not think that it's a big deal, who cares if I sit and learn a little chumash in my house with Rashi on a Friday night? Nobody's going to know if I spend my Friday night going through the whole parsha with Rashi. Nobody's going to know if I spend a long Friday night opening a Gemara, opening up a holy book and learning. Who's going to know? But we learn from Reuven and the Rebbe Bzusha that Jews, we don't live for the applause. We do what we need to do. If we see there's a possibility to help someone or to serve Hashem, we have that opportunity. We do it, even though we might not feel how great it is. We might not think it's a big deal, but we have to know it's all written in Hashem's holy book above, and therefore we should always be singing and dancing. Every time we have the opportunity to do something to bring God into the world, have a wonderful Shabbos.